Yeah, we're holding Davrovam Ralph on top. Again, we just answered what we have to say, Petachamor, twice for him, to come to teach us that Tamloima Petachamor, Shnei Pomim twice, that Pitri Chamor Ramatu Lechom, Vulek Pitri Susum Gemalim, that the firstborn of your horse, the firstborn of your camel, has no Kedush at all, there's no Did Pinya at all, only by a Chamor is there a pigeon. So not only don't you have to be poyed to the susu gmal, the gomal with a seb, but with any, even with anything, that there's no din pinion at all. Now the Gemara is, Torah Rav Achoya, Achoya is the question like this. E kosav rachmonecho, the Torah would just wrote down one time, Petach Hamor, Habimin, I would have thought the same, Dover Shoye v'chlal, v'yotze min ha'chlal, that this Indian of Petach Hamor, the firstborn of the Hamor that has Kedush, you have to redeem it. I would have thought to say this is called that something that was in the klal, and now the yotzim in the klal, it went out of the klal. Lelamid, come to teach us. So lelamid alatzma yotzah doesn't only come to teach upon itself. El lelamid ala klal kula yotzah. Maybe it goes out to teach us upon the whole klal. Uliyaylam beseh. In other words, I would have thought to say not only a chamor has the din of a petach chamor has kedusha that you have to redeem it with his sim, but maybe he will din every single behemoth tameya, even a sus and a camel also. And what? And comes teach us that you would not have to use his sim. So the Torah would have just written one time petach chamor. I would have thought it was come to teach us that all behemoth tameyas have the exact same halacha, that you have to redeem its firstborn with his sim. Now, therefore, kosav achmona petach chamor achrino. That's what the Torah said the second time, petach chamor a second time. The teachers now that pitzri chamorim flip pitzri susum gemalim. That is only the special halacha that you have to redeem it with a seer only by the firstborn of a chamor and not the firstborn of a sus or a camel. But still, the aim I would say meatino miseer, that it's only me at the second pasuk to say that the behemoth tameyas do not have to be redeemed with a seer. But uliyoylam b'chol davar, but really anything, any type of an animal you want, any type of money, you could redeem it. But maybe there is some type of the kedusha on a b'chor of a sus or b'chor of a camel. So how do we know to say there's no kedusha at all? That's Rav Acha's kasha. Rashi says, maskel Rav Acha, but tavayu tzrich, we need both petich amor. Because I would have just said one, I would have thought the seven cats, yotzim and klal teachers and everything. So Morin says, in came himself, you're right, then lichta rachmona peta chamor tipode baser, the chamor tipode baser. Just should have said the word peta chamor once. Should have said peta chamor, you redeem it with the ser. Then a second time I should have said the chamor tipode baser, and I would know from this that nothing else needs a ser, but maybe other things have kedusha. But the question is, petach hamor tipode beseh, petach hamor tipode beseh, lomeli. What is there up to say this word petach hamor, the firstborn of the chamor, two times? That's the question. Rashi says, "Kein lichtav krua tenyo." Second pasuk, chamor beseh tipode. But no yadin, I would know the petach. We're talking about the firstborn. What does the pasuk say? Peter shemamina midin peter rechem emayit lu l'shar behemis tameyus. That the pasuk comes to teach us that there is no din kedushas bechor at all on shar behemah temeis, only a peta rechem, only a peta chamor, only by a chamor, by a donkey, is there a kedusha on its bechor, and not on shar behemah temeis. The other Gemara says, if so, that's more stuff to drink. Lamli, pidi chamor mat lechov, le pidi susum gemala. Now, but Tana didan, our Tana of our Mishnah, if so, lemute susum gemalim minole, how do you know to say that by susum gemalim there's no halacha of a bechor at all? Hey, since the Tana of our Mishnah, he uses the double tone petach hamor, to teach us that it has to be the chamor and the zochor, the bechor have to look alike. How do you know to say then that there's no din petach by other behemoth temeus? So, more into Zomra, Papa says, the Pasuk says, Kol miknecho tizocher. Smur says that's called the klal. Mashmol all b'chayrus. Then it says shor v'seva chamor is a prat. So it comes out klal a prat. Whenever you have first the klal, kol miknecho tizocher. Then it says clearly the prat from exactly which one. It says a shor v'seva chamor. So klal is then ein bechlal al mashe beprat. There's the whole klal of bechoris only applies to these three pratim that shor v'sev v'chamor in midiachrin iloi says pshat and mid tatana bal mishnah. Smorius himself, Rabbi Yosef Aglilu, like why doesn't he learn like this also? Why does he have that darshin petachamor for this drasha? Because he holds that this halach alone, this klal of prat, he holds that peter hifsek inyan says the word peter in between, so that breaks it up. It's not considered a klal and a prat. But she says petachamor hifsek inyan to the dino, but klal of prat, it's not called the klal of prat. The course, if it's going back on the Kura Kamakom Adar, Michti, Ksivit, Liyominei, Petah, Shor, Viseh. So Lichti, just as said the Chamor, Tipot, the Viseh, and the Hadra, Petah, Liyel. So his says now, another time, Petah, Shmamin is not going back to the Kura before, but is going back to its new Pasuk right now. So if so, that Petah is Hifstik Indian, it's not considered the Klala Prat. So more says the Rabbanan, what are Rabbanan, what's Pshan, the Tan of our Mishnah? He holds Vov, Hoda Arvi Kro, true it says Peter, then it says the Vov though, it says U Peter. So the Vov makes the Psukim into a Klala Prat. The more says the Rav Yosef Aglilu though, he holds no, if it really was a Klala Prat, then Lo Lichtav Loi Vov, Loi Peter, Torah shouldn't have wrote either one, it shouldn't have wrote a Vov, not a Peter. Like why do you have to have the Peter to make it look a Hefsik, and then the Vov to bring it back in again, it shouldn't have said the Vov, it shouldn't have said the Peter. That's the Rats Rabbi Yosef Lili, that's not a Klala Prat. And therefore, he can't learn it out. And therefore, neither Drosh of Peta Chamorah teaches this. Now, Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan Tana Baal Mishnah do? Aidi Dahai Kedushas Damim. Let's see, a Peta Chamorah is only Kedushas Damim. There's no way to be Makrabah on the Mizbech, no one has Kedushas Damim, you have to be Poydarit. Say, Hai Kedushas Aguf. Or Shah Viseas Kedushas Aguf, it's a Korban. Therefore, Postiklo, therefore, Torah has to make a Hefstik. You can't say it both together. But still the Torah wants you to make a drush of a Klala Prat here, and therefore the Vod Orev Lu, and therefore the Pasuk says evolve to make a connecting as if it is a Klala Prat. To kids, that's the way the Tana Baal Mishnah would learn out this halacha from the Klala Prat to Klal, that the halacha of Peta Chamor is only by Chamor and not by Shar Behemoth Timaeus. Now the Gemara Shaila, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Poro Shiyol de Min Chamor. Let's say a Poro gave birth to a Chamor. So it says what? That it's potter from Bechor. But what's going to be the Yeshpo Miksa Simonim? But the kid of the Chamor has a little bit Simonim like the mother of a Poro. So Ma, what's going to be the Locha? Does it have a Din Bechor on it or not? That you have to be perjured or not? Eis Sheyoldim in Rochel. That's what we had before if a goat gives birth to a sheep. Or else for Rochel, a sheep that gives birth, Sheyoldim in Eis gives birth to a goat. There we have the Chiyesh Miksa Simonim Chayevis for the Chorom. But if the kid has a little bit simonim like the mother, it's enough to give it a din b'chor on it. It has luck like a mum that you could shecht it. But Kofan has kedushas b'chor on it. Well, and also, ho kedushas aguf, ya kedushas aguf. Both of them have kedushas aguf, a poro and a rochel and a nes. But ho but now a case where the poro gives birth to a chamor, to temeya v'atayra. The kid is temeya, the mother is tayra. The mother comes from a min that could be kedushas aguf. For your kedushas damim, by the kid the son kedushas damim. Loi, maybe since it's such a big difference, the simonim does not help you, and therefore since lemaisa the poro gave both to the chamor, even though the chamor has mixed a simonim like the poro, maybe there'll be no din b'chor at all. Or then maybe no kiva v'idi v'nei mikdash b'chora. Since both of them have shaykhah to the pasha of Bechor, there's a pasha of Bechor by a shor, by a parah, and by a chamor. So therefore, Kaddish, therefore the chamor, the kid, has mixed a simonim, maybe you would have a kedushas Bechor on it, at least to be part of it. Now, v'yim tim tzlan, if you want to tell me, ki von di v'yidi, mitish per Bechor, yes. Since both the mother, the parah, and the chamor, have shaykhah to kedushas Bechor, Kaddish, therefore, would mix a simonim, it helps. What's going to be chamor shayol de minsus? What's going to be the chamor gives birth to a horse? Ma, what's going to be the locha here? And the sus has miksa simonim like the mother. Hocha vadai loy bas mikdish bebechorehu. A sus has no shaykh of the kedushas bechor. So maybe even miksa simonim does not help. Or there may be no kivon de mintimayhu kodish. That they have some shaykh together since they're both the mother and the kid is a min behemah tumeya. The chamor and the sus are both min behemah tumeyas. That's enough to make them alike. That mixes simonim would help. Now another shaylo. Im Tim Slim, if you want to tell me, yes, Kivun Dimintimehu, since both the mother and the kid, the Chamor and the Sus, both is Dimintimehu. Therefore, Kadosh, therefore, when the kid has mixed someone like the mother, he'll have a lach like a Petah Chamor, that's what he would have said. The final Shaila is, what's going to be Parashiol Dimintus? Let's say a cow gives birth to a horse. Mao. Ho, Chavadai, Ho, Torah, but to me, here's a lot of differences. The mother is a min Torah, the kid is a min Tumeya. Ho, bas mitish bebechorah, vola, loy, bas mitish bebechorah. The mother has shaykhah to Kedusha's bechorah, and the kid has no shaykhah, the sus has no shaykhah to bechorah. So therefore, mixed simonim would not help. Or dilma, maybe, yes, simonim milsi. The halacha is that the kid has mixed simonim like the mother, that's what determines it. That by itself, mixed simonim is a chashuv thing to make it like the mother that would be mechuyev in bechorah. Would have a lach like a pigeon to be prayed to this sus. Says the Shaila. So Mara says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring your proof. Toshima. Says Alochom, Behema Tahira, Shiyoldo min Behema Tameya. A Behema Tahira, they gave birth to min Behema Tameya, Ptura min Abachor. So it's Potter min Abachor, it's not Dema to the mother, it's Potter. But says clearly, Yim Yesh by Mixa Simonim, but if the kid is Behema Tameya, has Mixa Simonim like the mother, then Chayev is a Bechayra. Enough in the price, it says, yes, Yechayev be Bechayra. So my love, isn't the price even talking about that I feel a poor shiol de minsus, even a poor that's a behemah Torah, that Ashaychas to Kedushas Bechor, Kedushas Aguf, gave birth to a sus, a behemah Temeya, that has no shaychas at all to Bechorah, and still the Lachar is, since it has mixa simonim, mashma that simna milsi, the fact that it has simonim, that in itself gives the Lachar, like the mother gives the din Kedushas Bechor on it. Mora says, Lo, you have no proof in this brisa. It could be talking about Pora Shiol de Min Chamor. So this much of a proof you have, that if a Pora gives birth to a Chamor, since Lamaisa the both, the Bas Mikdash, Bebechoro, so if it has Mikdash, the Monim, like the mother, there'll be a din, a Petah Chamor, on this Chamor, even though it's different than the mother, but since it has Mikdash, the Monim, like the mother, it'll be a din Bechoro on it. So I shouldn't say, it's Lav Dafka Petah Chamor. Could have a Loch like the mother, as the Bechoro of a Pora. But Lamaisa, since it has a mumonet, you won't have to be makrivit, so the Kohen could eat it the way it is. By Koponim, you only have a proof that a porah shiol de chamor, and not if a porah gave birth to a sus. Toshima, come in here. It says porah shiol de min chamor. If a porah gave birth to a chamor, and also the chamor shiol de min sus, if a chamor gave birth to a sus, pturim min abchor. The way they are right now, since the kid is different than the mother, that's the klal, ye pturim min abchor. What's going to be Yim Yesh by Mixa Simonim? But if there are a Mixa Simonim, the kid looks like the mother, then Chayev is Bechor. Then there is a Chayev Bechor. So my lab isn't this Brisa talking about Atavayu. Then in both cases, you have a bigger Kiddush from this Brisa. Not only a Parah Shiyol de Chamor, but even a Chamor Shiyol de Min Sus. That even though the Sus has no Shaykhus to Bechor, still this Simonim help. But even from this, even on this Havamino, you would not have a proof though to a Parah Shiyol de Sus. Because here are Koponim, a Chamor and a Sus are both Min Behemet Temeya. So they have something alike. Maybe that's why this Simonim helped. For the case where it would have been a Pura giving birth to a Sus without no Shaykhah at all, maybe this Simonim would not help. But our Koponim, this much of a proof the Chumash should have, that when a Chamor gave birth to a Sus, makes a Simonim help. Samar says, Lloyd, it's not sure on this rice. It could be a Pura Shiyol de Min Chamor. That it says, makes a Simonim help, is only back to the ratio of it. Where a Pura gave birth to a Chamor, there we say mixa simonim help. And the other svar is because both of them have shaykhus to Kedushas Bechor. So therefore mixa simonim help to mechayiv you in Bechor. Abu, but it could be chamor shayol de minsus, maybe mixa simonim does not help. And so the question is then, lamaikaton in law, what does it say from the price altogether? Liptura, just to say them without mixa simonim that is potem in Abchoro, is on the Chor Pshita. Avadu it's potem in Abchor. Hashtu ma poru shiol de min chamor. Madach when a poru gives birth to a chamor. Because in this case, di divi di pene mikvish pe bechor ninu. Both of them have shaykhas to kedushas bechor. The chamor is a petarechem, petachamor, and by this poru is a regular bechor. Omar, this do you tell me what? Im yesh per mikvish simonim in. Viloi loi, if there's no mikvish simonim. there's a pturim b'chor, if so chamor shayoldim in sus, in the case where chamor gave birth to a sus mi boy, do you have to tell me that if it has no simonim, that it's potim in a b'chor l'chor pshita? Over here the sus has no sheiches to b'chor, so pshita is potim from b'chor. Samar says, no, itzvah, that's not a question. Still you can eat it. Could be need the chiddush to say that when a chamor gave birth to a sus, that it's potim in a b'chor, even though there's no mitzvah simonim. Why? Because otherwise, Saka Daidra would have thought to say, Hosamudi Echloi Karnayim Vaila Kanayim. When there's a pora giving birth to a chamor, one has Kanayim, the pora has Kanayim, and the chamor doesn't have any horns. Hor Paso says Dukais, the pora's hooves are split. Hor Paso says Klutais, the chamor's hooves are flat and not split. So therefore, with there I would have thought to say that when there's no simonim, that you put them in Abachor. Aval Hochab, in the case here where the chamor gave birth to a sus. Didi v'idi ain't no kanayin, both of them the chamor and the sus have no horns. Idi v'idi parasosel klutais, both of them have flat hooves. Yeah, so anyway, I would have thought to say that chamor odin b'yalmahu, that maybe when a chamor gives birth to a sus, that this sus, even though usually a sus is like red and a chamor is black, I would have thought to say now, this sus is a real chamor, it's just called the red chamor, and maybe it is a din of peter chamor over here. So Kamashman not the Chiddush know that when the chamor gives birth to a sus, it's not called like a peter chamor, but the sus has the same sus on it, and therefore you put them in Abchira. So again, it could be that the Braisa says, Im Yeshla Miksa Simonim is Chayeves, that's not going back in the case where a chamor gave birth to a sus, but only in the case where Pura gave birth to a chamor. Now it says in the mission the Shiloh was Mahin Bachila. What's the lacha? When the porg gives birth to a chamor, are you allowed to eat the chamor or not? So the Mishnah says yes, and then it ends off with a klal, Shayotze minatome tor, tome vayotze minatoris tor. So that's the question, Lomuli lemisne shayotze. Why does the Mishnah have to end off with this klal? It already said that when the chamor comes out of the porg, since the par is muta, the chamor is also muta. Why does the Mishnah have to end off with a klal? Shehayotzei. Shehayotzei minatomi is tomei. Samara said, I'll tell you, pshati simne biyamhu. It's a simne, it's a sign to remember. That what? That the loy techlev don't change it around. Letechlev lecho. That means to say, the loy techlev don't say, zil basra di day, like really in swear, I would have thought to say, go basra the kid. V'hai tor. In the case where the chamor gave birth to a shor, since l'maisa the kid looks like a shor, he looks like he's tias the morning tyra, maybe he's tor malyu, you let eat it. V'hai tomi malyu. But in the case where the porer gave birth to a chamor, I would have thought to say l'maisa it has simonim of a chamor, it has no simonim tyra, it's called a behemoth tomeya malyu, it's also to eat it. So don't think like that. Ela rather, it's telling you, zil basa ima, that you go basa the mother. That's why the Mishnah stands off and tell you, remember this klal, Shayotze min atomi is tomei, V'ayotze min ator is tor. Now the Gemara says, Minohanimili, how do we know this klal talk? How do you know to say this? That Shayotze, Minohanimili. So the Gemara says, the Tanur Rabbanon has learned like this. The Pasuk says, Acheze loy toichlu, this is the animal you should not eat, Mimali hageru mafrisi aparsi, even though the animal has simodim tyro. It's mali hageru and it has split hooves, still you can't eat it. What does that mean to say? That yesh l'chor, there is a type of an animal. Shumala geira, tak it is a mala geira. Well, my first part, it has split hooves also. But still, v'yat oichli, now let eat it. The question is, which one is this? V'yezezel, what is that? V'yezezel, tor, that's a behemoth toirom, shenodla minatome, that was born from a behemoth tomeya. That it's also tidit. You see clearly that even though the Vlad has the monom of a behemoth Torah, but since it comes out of a mother, that's a Tumeya, so Yetzim Minatomi is Tomei. So we're asking maybe that's not Pshan the Pasuk, or maybe not that way. Ela rather, Tomei Hanovid Minator, the Pasuk is talking about a Tomei that was born from a Pora, from a Torah, and that still the Vlad is also. Maybe the Pasuk is telling you, if I care, to go boss of the kid itself, since the kid is has the monom, that the kid is Tomei. El Tom and Eliminator. And so, Mimi Malager, what's the possible mean? Mimi Malager, Mephisa Pasad has Simonim Tyro. Maybe the possible means like this. Hochi Kom, this is the possible mean to say. That Dover Habom in Malagero. An animal now.